Margaret MacDonald McIntosh, Panels, Four Queens. I began my work in what was an almost forgotten, overlooked medium, gesso. It was a method used by ancient Egyptians and Greeks, then later by Italian artists, to give relief to certain portions of their paintings, like halos and wings. A canvas surface is prepared with a mixture of gilders, whitening, glue, and linseed oil. The gesso, somewhat the consistency of thick cream, is applied to the surface. Once the surface has been prepared, it can be colored and glass jewels or semi-precious stones can be added. My studio abounds with gesso panels. Major Houston, when he visited, described it thusly. In the midst of so much that is incongruous and debasing, there's a little white home full of quieting and beautiful things, with a big white studio empty of everything but her gesso panels, all prepared and made beautiful for her by her artist husband, who wants her genius to have a fitting home and her exquisite quiet art congenial and fitting surroundings. The four queens were set into the wall of the card room in Miss Catherine Cranston's Glasgow home, House Hill. My husband Charles and I decorated her home, and my pictures and gesso works filled her tea rooms. In the four panels, each queen represents a suit of cards, and her suit, hearts, clubs, diamonds, or spades, is reflected in her dress, and sometimes in the shape of her face and hair. The queens are not merely decoration. They express the purpose of the room. The panels together, alternating red and black, echoed the checkerboard patterns in the tables. Together, at House Hill, my husband and I produced a whole interior to be viewed as a three-dimensional work of art. While the contents of House Hill were removed and sold off, these panels offer a glimpse into what our card room was like.